Okay, we have to prepare ourselves for the zuchus of an Adar Rishon and an Adar Sheni. And the best way to do that, in my humble opinion, is to learn together Sichos Hischaskos. Says Rabbi Meir, Is mitzadikim sh'amr al-shanam u'beres. They bring down tzadikim when you have a leap year like we have this year. Shezesh omr chazal, she'iser batal b'shishim. We know that the rule is, if you have something that's prohibited that falls into something that's mutter, we'll say basar b'chalav. Classic case, you have a meat soup and a small piece of cheese falls in. So if you have 60 times the amount of cheese that fell in, that's called batal b'shishim, becomes nullified. So he takes that halachic concept and brings it into to order. Hakavana l'shishim yimei ha-simcha shel chodshei Adar. The kavana is the 60 days of Purim, of Adar. You have the 30 days in Adar Rishon, the 30 days of Adar Sheni. Shebe yomim hagadoshim ha-meirin, smeichim halalim izbatlim kol inyonim hakashim. All difficulties become batal b'shishim during these 60 days. V'yaduah mayim rakosav, mashakosav ha-chasim soifer, zuhusgein leinu, shegam b'chodesh Adar Rishon, yeshes ha-or ha-godol, v'avoida ha-kedusha, matonos ha-gedolos, shel, mishenichnas Adar marbin b'simcha. So that's why he's saying the shmuz. It was the Erev Shabbos on Tavshin Samaches for Parshas Truma, preparing for the first Shabbos of Chodesh Adar in that year. So now we're preparing also to enter into these 60 days. The Efshir Shizeh Hakavana, my Mashakos of Rashi Hakadosh, Shechodesh Adar Nisan Haim Yimei Simcha. He says perhaps is what Rashi is hinting at when he writes that the months of Adar and Nisan are months of Simcha. Kedesh v'chol shana, you'll have it every single year, whether it's a shana milberes or whether it's a shana pshuta, you'll still have yeh hashishim yimei Simcha. You'll have 60 days of Simcha. So this year it's going to come out to be the 60 days of Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. Achein b'shana shehem shishim yimei Simcha b'kepashton shadvarim harei sheyish lehem koach otzum l'hashpia hashpaos toivus. It's a tremendous koach to these to a year like we have this year. Chodesh Adar hu achris hashana. So when we count things out, we can't think like a secular accountant does and say the year end is at the end of December, and that's why you got to make sure you get all your tax deductions in. We have to think like a erlich yid and realize that the first of the year is Nisan. So coming into Adar means we're coming to the end of the year. Ki rosh chodesh rosh hashana rishon me'arba rosh hashanim hu rosh chodesh Nisan. As the Mishnayos tell us that the first rosh chodesh is really the first of the Rosh Hashanahs is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Achris Hashanah Hu Chodesh Adar. So it comes out that this is the end of the year. The Isim has Sar Shalom Bells. The Bells Rebbe. The Ode Tzadikim Zechusim Yogin Leinu. She Segulas Achris Hashanah. The Segul of this time of the year. Shal Chodesh Adar. She Efshel Hagia L'Tshuva Me'ahava. This is a special time of doing tshuva. We normally associate, the end of the year. Elul Zman is the time for doing tshuva. That's true. Of course it's true. But there's a special segula to the tshuva that we do now during Adar, which is also the end of the year. Hu yoser gavo mechodesh elo sha'az huzman tshuva meyira v'chodesh Adar nishba hashpao shel chosim hashana. So this is a zman of tshuva me'ahavo sha'az nishba hashpao shel kol hazman makadoshim shel kol yimos hashana. The hashpa from the whole year comes Pesach, Me'asfira, Shavuos, V'od, Michelle, Yimei Elul, Tishri, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos, V'orach Hanukkah. So all that's coming now, the whole year is coming to us now in Chodesh Adar. Lefisha omdim anu kodim Shabbos Kodesh Rishon shel Chodesh Adar shana machinim atzmeinu lazeh. So he's talking to the chevra that's preparing themselves for the first Shabbos of Adar. Harei zeh mesei gadol b'avoreinu lekabel es or shel shovvim tat. So this is a special year. Normally we say shovvim applies to the first six parshios, but in a leap year we say shovvim tat because you have truma tetzaveh. V'oros hakadoshim shel chodshei Adar kvar huskar medivrei Shmuel v'oitzadik mizuchenu she'ikra or shel yimei shovim mizgale b'shabosos hakadoshim. Like the Ishbitzer has like this and others, that the ikra avoda is on the Shabbos itself of each one of the parshios of shovim ubeprap shtei shabosos shel tat shemiyad nigolin. So now he's going to explain what's the significance of these last 2 weeks. Hayud dalad yom shel tat, the 14 days we have now of truma tetzaveh. Harehem bechinas tosefes yom kippurim. This is like the additional aspect that really the Rambam points out. There really is no mitzvah in the Torah of tosefes Shabbos. He holds that it's really only by Tosefes Yom Kippur. Other Rishonim argue, and we have an inyan to take in Shabbos a little bit earlier than necessary, and to end Shabbos a little bit later than necessary to get the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. But he says Tosefes Yom Kippurim, which Leisman de Polig, everybody agrees is an inyan of that the days of Shovim are Yom Kippur, and now the Shovim Tat, these 2 weeks after, are the inyan of Tosefes. He says like this: Shenosef al Yimei Hashovim Shehein Ki Yom Yom Kippur Mamish, K'may Shekosuv Sheves Yisrael Reb Aaron Mejitmer VaOd Tzadikim Zchus Genu VeYimei Hatat Hu HaTosefes Amruba Al HaIkar. That this is even greater than the Ikar itself. This is the addition that's greater. That's these 2 weeks. VeHu Merumas B'Masha Omrim Ben Neila. Like we say in the davening on Yom Kippur, Ne'ila, at noisin yad leposhim, you give a yad, yud dalad, you give that to poshim. Means poshim shad means you give a hand to the sinners to bring them back. So he's saying beautifully, should be yad yomim. So these 14 days, yad gematria 14, elikol ha poshet yad. Anyone who steps it stretches out his hand, af im hum bechinas poshim chas v'shalom. Even he's a poshe, he's a sinner. He's right. Nevertheless, nosnim lo, you give to him. Shebetkufa zu yado pshuta lekabel shavim. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu is giving us an opportunity for tshuva now during the month of Adar, but it's a tshuva of simcha, which is on a high level. He said then the tshuva of Elo. And we know from the Kriya of these two parshios, it's a whole essence of one of coming closer to Hashem. Having the Shechina with us. He quotes the famous drush from the Alshich. It's actually not in Chazal, but the Alshich says, "Bisocholo ne'amar ela bisocham." Not going to dwell in it, in the Mishkan. I'm going to dwell inside every single yid, b'toch kol echad ve'echad, every single one of us. Shebechol shana nishba kirvas Hashem gedola is a great hashpa of this idea. Hashras hashchina abnei Yisrael uparshis ela nikraim b'chodesh adar, and it's not a coincidence. There's no coincidence, but the fact is, we read Truma Tetzaveh in Chodesh Adar. Right, this year it's going to be Dalet Adar and Yud Aleph Adar. The isim et tzadikim she'amu she'adahu notrikin alufo shel oylam dar b'chodesh zeh yesh b'chinas hashras hashchina. So if Adar, I think this is from the Chernobyl, he's quoting that it says an idea of Adar. Is the Aleph is Alufu Shel Olam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dar, that he lives in this month, he dwells with us. Uve'erev Shabbos Kodesh Zeh Anu Misasvim L'Hachin Atzmeinu Likros HaShabbos Kodesh HaMayer Be'al HaBolin L'Toivo Shu HaMeichin Osan L'Shavu HaAchron Shel Shovim Tat Shel HaShai. This is preparation for the last week of it. Shnasa Ibur, it's a leap year. Okay, continues on the next paragraph. HaInyin Shel Mechias HaMalek Sheish B'Chodesh Adar Kosva Chidush Harim Sfas Emes Zuchus Nogenu Shahay Shaych L'Chol Yochid VeYochid. Every single one of us has a connection to the mitzvah of erasing a Amalek. V'Zev Zocher Es Asher Aso L'Cho Amalek. So the dig is what he did to you personally. It doesn't say what he did Lachem to all of you. Amalek did something to each one of us personally. Chayez Al Yedei Hamitzvah Hakadosh Shel B'Yamtav Sheish B'Yamtav Hakadosh. So we fulfill the mitzvah of erasing him through the mitzvahs. Mitzvahs Hayamtav. Mishpashdim al kol chodesh, and that spreads out through the whole month. K'moshe Nemar, as it says, Hachodesh Hashem Nehefach. This is the month that's been converted. Actually, envision it. I believe the meaning is not to say Tachanun for the entire month of Adar, because it says that the whole month has been converted to one of Sasun v'Simcha. We're used to saying not saying Tachanun by Nisan, but I think by vision it's they don't bring the not to say even doing Adar. Va'inyan zeh shayach gam b'chodesh Adar harishon. That applies this whole idea that the month has been converted. That's also for Adarishon. K'moshe Shnino, as it says, ain't been Adarishon the Adarsheni. There's no difference. So there's no difference between them. There are differences, but this isn't one of them. So that Bechina applies to our first month as well. Yesh lahavin hare bechodesh Adarishon ain't Yom Tov Purim, but you don't have Purim. So Abirhu, the explanation is K'moshe Nisbar Shachilik hu rak b'mitzvus maisios. The only distinction between Adarishon and Adarsheni is the actual mitzvus we perform. Ach b'pinimius, but in the inner level, the inner aspect of it. Bechinosim shove. It's the same thing. Zel bezach. Umishum kach gam bechodesh ze yesh bechinas hashras hashchina alufa sha'olam dar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives and dwells with us in this month. And he ends off with something beautiful, something we can take with us. He says, Vehine mitzadikim isa brings down as follows. Shebechinas chodesh hayud gimel, the 13th month, hu bechinas shel lamala miderech hateva. It's beyond the natural world. V'yesh. So we have to figure out now, Eiza chodesh nechshav l'chodesh hayud gimel. Which one is the 13th month? So you'd ask me, it's obvious, it's Adar Sheni, right? That's the 13th month. L'mal min hazman, im Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni. So which one is it? Pshuto shel devarim isa mikam etzadikim shachodesh hasheni lefi shebo mekayim es hamitzvos hamaisios harehu nechshav l'chodesh hayud beis kimo b'chol shana. Since we do the actual mitzvos in Adar Sheni, that's the 12th month, because it's like the 12th month of the year that we do normally. The Adar Rishon hu achodesh hayud gemo, and Adar Rishon is the 13th month, so Adar Rishon comes out as one less lemalam in hateva shehu lemalam in hagvul yachzon ve'isa me'akadusha slavi zechus v'geinu shehu b'chinas Yosef atzadik. Just like Yosef behaved in a way that was lemalam in hateva by overcoming those powerful urges, which is the inyan of tikkun habris during the time of Shovvim, especially during Shovvim Tat. V'hu b'chines l'kadkod n'zir echov, shebe'b'chinoso l'mal me'yud beis ha'shvatim. That he himself, Yosef, was beyond the level of the 12 shvatim. He was the, as Sfarim bring down, like the memutza, the channel, the intermediary between the avos and the shvatim. L'mal me'seder ha'shana, so it's above the 12 months, the 12 shvatim. V'zeh chodesh adar rishon, shehu l'mal min hazman. So this month that we're in now is l'mal min hazman. U'mishum kach ein bo mitzvos ma'isios. That's why we don't do the mitzvos in the first month, shubechinas Mashiach, because this first month is bechin of Olam Haba with Mashiach, shemitzos betelos laosi lavo. And since the mitzvos we bottle with Mashiach comes, that's why we don't do the mitzvos of Adar in the first month. So a beautiful idea from Rabbi Tzvi Meir to give us chizik and to bring us into this special tekufa right now. Okay? It's Hashem, we should be zeichet to use all of our time during Shovvim Tat and during the month of Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni appropriately. Shkoyach, everybody.